15 days and counting. The Detroit NFL Draft. It's a big deal. WJR will be all over it, leading into it and during it. You won't miss a thing if you're sure not to miss WJR. You can stream us. You can get us any way you want. Some people can even get them in their cavities, if fillings that they've had in their teeth, because we're a 50,000 watt. Ray Templin is looking at me like, wait a minute, is that true? No, it isn't true, Ray. I just said that. It's 50,000 watts. You can hear it in your fillings. It's what we used to say in the good old days of radio. All right, but you've heard me say 15 days now, and you've heard me say get that NFL One Pass. It's free. It's free. Don't let anyone sell you anything for this thing, but do go to visitdetroit.com and get your NFL One Pass so that you can participate in all of the different festivities and activities. And a guy who is very much all over that, working alongside Claude Molinari, is Chris Moyer of Visit Detroit. And it's always good to see you, Chris. And you met, you know, for your first baby, you look amazingly refreshed. You never look like tired like I used to look. People said, well, you're going to have a baby, you're going to be tired. And I'd say, I'm a morning radio guy. I'm always tired. I'm not going to get any more tired. But they were right. You get more tired.
It's great to see you, Paul W., and I do feel energized. I just said this. What we've got going on with the NFL draft is so exciting. It is so much fun. This is such a privilege to get to work on this. It's not a have to do. It's a get to do. And still the best part of my life is being with Sarah and being with our daughter, Alice. It fills me with a little bit of energy. I'm not going to say that I'm not tired at times, but I've got a lot of things giving me that extra juice.
Well, having known Sarah as a little girl, basically, young woman, was a daddy's helper for me with Sophie. It's just been a thrill to watch as life has gone on, and the two of you so in love, and little Alice,
yep,
who is how old now?
11 months.
And walking around, pushing her little cart, and doing all, you showed me a great video. It's all wonderful. But we have to get to work, and the work we're doing here, Chris Moyer, a Visit Detroit, is the countdown is underway. T-minus 15 days. Talk to us.
We can't wait. I mean, there is so many exciting things happening over the next 15 days to prepare for the draft. We've got a fantastic team on this. The mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan, his administration, the Downtown Detroit Partnership, the Detroit Lions, the Rocket family of companies, the Illich companies, and dozens of more partners are helping Visit Detroit and the Detroit Sports Commission make sure that this is the largest sporting event and the most inclusive sporting event the state of Michigan has ever held.
I think there's no question about that. I've never seen anything like it.
It's going to be kind of 3 days. Each will have its own flavor, but there's going to be something to do for every person. You want to come down, you want to see the festival, the carnival of the first round, that pick. That's a big party night. I'd get down there early. Do the NFL experience, walk around downtown, walk around Corktown, Greektown, Eastern Market, and then get into the NFL footprint. Friday could be a family day or that party night, and then Saturday is truly the family day. That's when you bring the kids down, experience all the great things going on in the NFL experience, punt, pass, and kick, 40-yard dash, see the Lombardi Trophy, get to meet some NFL superstars of today and days in the past as well. So this is an event that everybody's going to want to say for years to come, oh, I was at the right. NFL draft.
Right. It's like we got to see the eclipse. We get to be a part of the NFL draft. It's all a part of it, and it's all good. And let's face it, the NFL is a well-oiled machine. They know what they're doing. Are they easy to work with? You can be honest with me.
I will always be honest with you.
Good.
They have been exceptional partners. They definitely have a rhythm to how they work, and that is putting on worldwide events like the Super Bowl, like games, the multiple games they take overseas. They do a lot, and they care so deeply. They have made a commitment to Detroit, and they are investing in our community, in our businesses, in our people. 1,200 team members from Detroit and Metro Detroit, 800 of them Detroiters, are getting paid by the NFL to be ambassadors for this event. This is an organization that has really made Detroit their home for the last 50 days and through the next 15 plus, because there's the teardown side of it as well.
Let's talk a little bit with Chris Moyer of Visit Detroit. Get that NFL One Pass. It's easy to do. Go to visitdetroit.com. It's free. But let's talk about this Visit Detroit as the only organization that promotes the Metro Detroit area regionally, nationally, and internationally as a convention, business meeting, tourism destination. Before you know it, it's going to be gone.
Right.
And now you go back to your regular business. Describe to my WJR listeners your regular business.
Our regular business, and we've been doing this for a long time, 128 years. Detroit is the home of the very first Convention and Visitor Bureau. It's the organization I work for today. I think we're looking pretty good for 128 years old.
Yeah.
We are so, and now this is something destinations around the world do. But we so proudly go, we're going to go get the next big event. We're after the Big Ten Football Championship. We're after the NBA All-Star Game. And it's not just the events. We're going to be hosting the NCAA Final Four in 3 years. It is the millions of people that come to Oakland, Macomb, Wayne County, and the great city of Detroit every year. And it's truly millions. It is 17 million visitors in 2023.
Wow.
And our goal is to bump that up by the end of the decade to 25 million visitors that will, you know, impact our economy and our businesses to the tune of billions of dollars, more than $10 billion.
That's astonishing. And I'll remind everyone, not that my listeners need to be reminded, but we are all enlisted as goodwill ambassadors. And we will be watched on how we do the NFL draft. There will be people watching that Chris just talked about, us wanting to get them to come to Detroit and do their event here. Well, they will if they feel they can do it successfully and, you know, everything goes the right way, which is going to be dependent on how we welcome people coming into our community.
That's right. I think it's the message is that if we can do the NFL draft, there isn't an event that we cannot host. We can host every event, and it is Detroiters and Metro Detroiters that are so special, that are the foundation of why people come here all the time.
Right. So we're going to all bear that in mind. We're all going to be goodwill ambassadors. And what's good for Detroit is good for all of us.
That's right.
And we want this to be really, really good for Detroit, and it should be. Visit Detroit.com. Get your NFL One Pass absolutely free. There's no charge. Don't let anyone charge you for anything. But you do want to get this NFL One Pass to be able to participate in all the festivities. 15 days and counting. And then maybe Chris Moyer can get back with his lovely wife, Sarah, and little girl, Alice, and spend a little more time with her now that he'll be done with this.
Oh, we've got a lot of great things coming beyond that. Thank you, Paul W.
Well, thank you, Chris. Give our best to the team back there. As we continue in focus, it's the 2024 Pure Michigan Governors Conference on Tourism in Kalamazoo. Zoo, zoo, zoo. We're happy to be here and happy to have you along. Stay with us.